Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, this next generation, God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Lily Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We call forth wisdom, understanding, and knowledge right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we apply it, Lord God. We come against every distraction of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. His plans are null and void in the name of Jesus. We pray Psalms 35 and 8 over his plans in the mighty name of Jesus. We send utter confusion and chaos to him in the mighty name of Jesus and all his reps, Lord God. I pray the fruits of the Spirit over every household in the mighty name of Jesus that is on this line, Lord God. I thank you for the hedge of protection around everyone in the mighty name of Jesus and everyone connected to them, Lord God, and so on in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we curse the spirit of death over every city, over every family, and from our lives in the name of Jesus. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicidal death, and every form of death is bound and blocked. We call out the names of the strong men of death, and we pull their strongholds down. Azareel, Uriel, Samuel, Grim Ripper, Lethal, Father Time, Orisis, Heel, Ismael, Shemel, Tharnatos, Kimel, Hades. In the name of Jesus, the assignment of death is broken off of us, all of our future generations, which include death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crime, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assaults, freak accidents, gang violence and initiations, hijackings, robberies, burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals, and other organized crimes, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, abuse and weakness, and abuse of the weak and the innocent. We decree and declare that none of those will have any power over us ever in the name of Jesus. We confess Psalm 68:20. That escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. We declare that the Lord has not given us over to death, Psalms 118:18. God, we thank you, Lord, that we have found wisdom that breeds life, according to Proverbs 8:35. We have favor of God over our lives because we love wisdom and we do not court death. So, Father, we agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life is the way of the mortal and spiritual prosperity in its path, and there is no death. The word of the Lord, Proverbs 10:2, declares that treasures of the wicked profit nothing in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not households that lead to hell or chambers of death. Out of our feet do not lead to death because we love wisdom. We do not have a covenant with death. Proverbs in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing in us. We renounce the spirit of death right now. We decree and declare it is far from us. We believe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every word that we have spoken, and we believe the manifestation of the power of those words will be a sign to our city that shall cause the government and media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, many souls shall be saved. So we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you that you are Lord God and King, and there's no God great like you, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving right now in Jesus' name. We call upon your mighty name. We call upon your holy name. You are Lord. You are God. You are King. You are Abba Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord God, for boys to men, girls to ladies. We thank you, Lord, that every one of our children are in a safe place in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for the children of America, for the children in every continent, Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe. Oh, God, we just thank you for what you've done for our children, our grandchildren, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now. We bless your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're so grateful today for everything that God has done. We're grateful you came on to join us on University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We thank God. We have Prophet Denton on with us today. He's going to pray a prayer for our youth and their families. Prophet Denton is from Memphis, Tennessee. We are grateful for him. Good evening, Prophet. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Just going to pray. We're going to pray for the children and their families on tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and we just praise you, Lord, for this show. We thank you, Lord, for this hour and this appointed time, God. Lord, we lift up the children on tonight, God, the ones that are here on the show, God. We lift up everyone that they're connected to, their families, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless, God. Let your spirit reign in their life, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you impart wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word and your ways onto them, God. For they are our future, God. They're our future leaders, God. Teach them now, Father, and help them to lead well. We plead the blood of Jesus over their life on tonight, God. Lord, let future pastors, future evangelists and prophets and prophets come out of this group, God. Let them, Lord, reign in their schools, God. Lord, we pray over their schools and we pray for a hedge of protection around them, Father, with, as they're learning from home in this pandemic time, Father. But we ask, Lord, that you continue to educate them, continue to make a way out of no way, continue to open doors that people said that was closed because you can, Father. And we trust in you, O Heavenly Father. Our faith is in you. Touch the youth, Father. Touch them, God, and teach them, God. Teach them well, God. Let them be followers and servants of you. Let them be evangelists to go out and evangelize to other youth and bring them to Christ. Father, we just thank you for them right now.
Forward into an automated voice message.
Bless, Lord, every child home that's on the show tonight. Oh. And let them, Lord, be a leader in the community. Let them be a change agent, Father, in their communities and in their homes. We thank you now, God, that no pandemic flu or coronavirus will come near them. We bind it now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we bind, Lord, crime and shooting, unnecessary things happening to them, God. Protect them, oh, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the praise. And we'll give you all the honor. Every time, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry for the interruptions. People are telling me they cannot get on. So I'm trying to put them on online. So I appreciate your patience. Give me a second. I'm going to call the Turner family to sing, if they could sing a song tonight for us. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Amen, amen. Thank God for that beautiful song. I appreciate it. All right. That is who he is, a waymaker. He makes the way where there's seemingly no way. So we thank God today for each of you. Thank God for the Turner family and that beautiful song. Right now we have Sister Carolyn Cooper on with us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's going to say a prayer for our youth today. Good evening, Sister Cooper. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you. And yourself?
Doing great. All right.
Thank you. Go ahead
and pray, please.
Yes. Father God, I just thank you for an opportunity, Father God, to come before you, Father God, in agreement with my sisters and my brothers, Father God, because we carry on our heart, our children, Father God, and we just come bringing our hearts, giving them to you, Father God. First of all, Father God, we want to ask for forgiveness for anything that we've said and done that has hindered our children's growth, Father God, even for ourselves, Father God, because we set examples for them, God, Father God, and we ask you, Father God, to give us dreams and visions, Father God, on how to reach them, Father God, because they have so many hurts and things that they can't even put in the words, Father God. And just ask you, Father God, to help us, to show us what to do and so that we can teach them and so that they will love you, Father God, first of all, and be able to hear and know your voice for themselves, Father God. Help us to show them the way, Father God. Help us to be leaders, effective leaders, Father God, to teach and show them how to love and honor themselves, first of all, Father God, how to recognize you, Father God, to teach them about the Holy Spirit, Father God. And, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to give us all dreams and visions on how we can reach one another, to help one another, because we can't do it without you, Father God, but they can't do it without us, Father God. But we ask you to equip us first, Father God, as leaders, Father God, as teachers, as mothers, as grandmothers, as fathers, as siblings, Father God, as neighbors, Father God, as administrators, Father God, to help us all, Father God, as pastors, as teachers, Sunday school teachers, whatever it is the situation may be, Father God, coaches, cafeteria workers, all the auxiliary workers, the bus drivers, whatever it is, Father God, that they need, Father God, let them be able to know that we're here for them, that they're not cast down, that they're loved, and they're cherish, Father God. Let them know that they're not alone and that there are people who actually care for them, Father God, and they're not cast aside, Father God. And let us be able to minister to the wounds and the hurt and the things that they've received unbeknown in the wombs, Father God, in things that have been said and done to them, Father God, because these things cause us trauma, and we'll be able to recognize the trauma that's in the children, that we can be able to reach them and heal them, that they will not grow up to be adults, Father God, wounded and carrying the seed of bitterness and resentment and unknown things, Father God. Help us all, Father God, because they have a heart. They have a mind, and we want to be able to see them and watch them and observe them and grow them, teach them in the way that they should go, to train them in the way of their gifts, in their callings, into professions, Father God. Let us be able to recognize them, Father God, and help them every step of the way, Father God. We can't do these things without you, Father God, because you are the good shepherd, and you said that you would not hold any good thing from us, Father God. So we come before you, asking, Father God, and beseeching ways, Father God. We beg you, Father God. I'm calling on you as daddy, Father God, my personal daddy and savior, Father God. The things that I carry on my heart, the things that I see, the things that keeps me from sleeping and tossing and turning when I see a child that's cast aside and don't know which way to go, that's lost, Father God, that's tormented in mind, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to help us to heal these children, Father God, our children, Father God, because you lend them to us, Father God, and we don't want to be held accountable, Father God, for not knowing and not doing what's right, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord, because you are a provider. We look for you to meet every need that we need, Father God. You are our banner. You protect us. You fight for us. You go in and around about it. And even right now, Father God, I decree and declare ministering angels to be around them, Father God. You've given us the authority for them to protect them, to lead them and guide them and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. Keep them from the people that wants to be bullies on them, Father God, from the pedophiles, Father God, from the gangs, Father God, from the backlashes of sibling rivalry and jealousy and strife, Father God, and all those things that come to the kill, steal, and destroy their very soul, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for all these things and so much more, Father God. I'm just going to release and trust in you, Father God, to do what we can't do. We trust them to you, Father God. You trust them to us, so we trust in you to give us everything that we need in order to bring these children up, Father God, so that they can be viable citizens, Father God, trustworthy parents, Father God, trustworthy, worthy neighborhoods, Father God, whatever the situation they may be, let them be able to grow up, Father God, knowing to do the right thing and do the right thing, Father God. And we just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name, Father God. Amen and amen, my God. Yeah.
Amen. And we thank God for that powerful prayer. We thank God for the prayers that have gone forth, the songs. I'm going to ask the Turner family if they could sing one more song for us. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for the Miller family, for the Jones family. We have the twins with us, Jemiah and Janaya. They're going to sing a song of praise this evening. Good evening, twins. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. What are y'all going to sing tonight? I was waiting for you all to call in, but I just called you all.
What did he say?
What are y'all gonna sing tonight?
Oh, At the Cross.
Okay, go ahead.
At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart fall away. It was there, my faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way.
Our co-host on now. She's going to take over for a minute or two.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to participate.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I thank God for Lily Turner, our co-host tonight. She does an excellent job, and so do her brothers. Our main topic tonight is on purity, a hormone issue. We've been studying about purity. Purity, what it means to be pure in God. We've been studying about what God requires of us and how to live holy according to God's plan for our lives. God requires us to be pure at all ages, pure in our thoughts, pure in our actions, especially pure towards ourselves, pure towards God, pure towards ourselves, and pure towards others. Purity means to be clean. Pure, clean, not contaminated. Purity from impure things, addictions, drugs, alcohol, unmarried sex. Freedom from guilt and defilement of sin. Purity of heart. It also has to do with chastity from contamination of illicit sexual connections. Freedom from improper views, motives. Freedom from foreign idioms. Expressions that are unholy, improper words or phrases, purity of lifestyle or language. Joseph, from the pit to the palace. Joseph was the 11th son out of the 12 sons. His father was Jacob, who was a wealthy man, and from his second wife, whose name was Rachel. Joseph's mother was Rachel. We can read about the story of Joseph in Genesis 37 through Genesis 50. Joseph was very much loved. He was his father's favorite son. Joseph was born to Jacob in his old age. Jacob gave Joseph a beautiful coat of many colors, but he did not give a coat to his other sons. This caused Joseph's brothers to be jealous of him. So parents, we have to be careful how we treat each child as not to make them have the spirit of jealousy come upon them. We need to talk to them, explain things to them, and let them know sometimes why we're doing things. Or ask them, how did you feel about this? Or how did you feel about that? Consider their feelings. They're children, and they have feelings as well as adults. So we thank God for the children. We have to listen to our children. We have to make sure that we are, you know, taking time with our children to listen to them. They have great things to tell us, but we got to have time. We can't be so busy and distracted that we don't have time. Many children are committing suicide, and nobody had an idea that they were going to do it because we're not paying attention to the signs. Many children, like Joseph's brothers, are jealous because God has given their sister, their brother, dreams or gifts, dreams of interpretation like Joseph had. He had the gift of dreams and the gift of interpretation. Joseph was put in a pit by his brothers. Most of us know the story. His father sent him to, you know, check on his brothers a good ways away, and they were jealous. They saw Joseph coming afar off, and they made a plan to kill him. But one of his brothers said, no, no, don't kill him. Let's put him in the pit. But Joseph didn't stay in the pit. He went from the pit to the palace. So they put him in the pit, and they sold him. They sold him, and he finally arose from that pit. He got sold into slavery. He became a powerful man in Egypt. Joseph, this story about Joseph shows God's plan was to provide a temporary home for his people. God always have a plan. Even for you, God has a plan for you. Joseph was chosen by God. All the things that he went through was a part of God's plan. So when you go through tough times, hard times, most times it's a part of God's plan. So I thank God for each of you, because, you know, everything that happens in our lives is generally a part of God's plan. Sometimes God has a conversation with the devil about you. He said, have you considered my servant, Tyrese Turner, Lily Turner? Have you considered my servant, Micah Turner? Have you considered my servant, Levi Turner? Have you considered my servant, Lamaya and Jemiah? God has a plan for all of his children. And so sometimes he has a conversation with the devil. But it's all a part of his plan. He's strengthening you in the place where you are. He's strengthening all of us. And all of us, he has a plan for us. He has a plan for every one of his children, from the babies in the womb to the oldest person that's living. Now, Joseph was the son, as I told you, of Jacob. He was a youth dreamer. His dreams were fulfilled. He was faithful in hard places. He resisted temptation. He was unspoiled by sudden prosperity. He manifested brotherly love. No matter what happened to him, his attitude was positive. You know, sometimes things can happen to us and we could get a negative attitude, but we got to check our attitude. Joseph had a great attitude. So let's discuss Joseph, how he resisted temptation. And that's what we all have to do. You know, Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was hungry. But the devil even came to Jesus. You know he's going to come to us and to our children. So he said, Satan said to Jesus, you know, aren't you hungry? I know you're hungry. You haven't eaten in 40 days. The devil watches us just like he watched Jesus, and he watched him all those 40 days. So he went to him. He said, listen, why don't you turn these stones into bread? I know you're hungry. And Jesus gave him the word. So we got to teach our children the word. The word's got to be down deep in our children. You got to teach the children the word so they could give Satan the word when he comes. He said, man shall not live. Jesus said it. Man shall not live by bread alone. Now, Satan didn't stop then. He went to him more times than once. Satan will not stop after our children. He keeps trying to get one way or another way after our children. All right, you know, I always like the Bible available. So get your Bibles ready. I'm going to be asking people to read the word. Right now I'm going to turn to Genesis 39 for the story of Joseph. So let's turn to Genesis 39. This is a participation class. You know, sometimes you go to church and you hear the word, what the preacher's preaching, and when you leave, you say, oh, yeah, that was a good word. But what did the preacher preach? Do you remember what the preacher preached? Sometimes you don't remember. You go like, oh, I forgot. But when you participate, a lot of times you begin to remember. You begin to hear the word. So I thank God. When you hear the word, a lot of times you remember it. So, Genesis 39, verse 7, who has it? I'm going to unmute the line, and if you have it, you can read it. Genesis 39, verse 7, does anyone have it? I'm going to unmute all the lines. Now, if you don't want to be unmuted, you can mute your line back. All right? Thank you. Because everything comes forth on the radio. So if you got noise in your house, please mute your line. Who has Genesis 39 for me that can read?
Tyrese does.
All right. Go ahead, Tyrese. Read verse 7.
And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me.
All right. Okay, who else can read verse 8 through 10? 8 through 10. Somebody else is online. Bible's got to be read. This is a Bible study, University of Biblical Studies. Got to have those Bibles ready. I know some people are, you know, in their car, out and about, not, you know, have their Bibles in front of them. But those of you who do, would you please read? All right, Micah or Tyrese or Lily or Levi, would you read for me? Stop at verse 13.
Yes, ma'am. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. But then, can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her.
All right, would you stop at 13?
And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that reading. You're an excellent reader, really good reader, so thank God for you. Yeah, so Joseph resisted temptation. And as I said, our children are going to be tempted. So we have to teach them the word. So they're going to be tempted by the tempter, the devil. So we have to give the devil the word. We have to teach our children the word so they can give the devil the word. So like Joseph, many children are tempted. Young men may be tempted by evil women and evil men who want you to become impure in your thoughts and in your actions. Just like Potiphar's wife tempted Joseph, but Joseph was sold out to God that he ran from temptation. And that's a cue for us. No matter what age we are, we got to run from temptation. In society now, young men can be tempted by women and men. I would like someone to find the following scriptures for me. Proverbs 6:32, when you find it, Say, I have it. Matthew 15, 19 through 20. All right, first scripture, Proverbs 6, 32. Proverbs 6, 32. Second scripture, Matthew 15, 19. So let me know when you get it. Say, I have it, and I will be calling on you to read shortly. Proverbs 6, 32. Who has it? This is a participation class. Thank you all for participating. I appreciate those of you who sang and prayed. I appreciate you. All right, who has that scripture? Proverbs. I know somebody has it.
Lily has it.
No, I have Proverbs 6 and 32.
Okay, Sabrina.
But whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that does it destroys his own soul.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, Joseph ran. He was determined to be faithful to God. He ran when the woman grabbed his coat. Whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He does not, and he doth destroy his own soul. Now that's vice versa also. Whosoever committeth adultery with a man lacketh understanding and destroyeth his own soul. So we have to be careful to watch out for our souls. All right, next scripture, who has it? Matthew 15, 19 through 20. State your name.
Tyrese.
All right, go ahead, Tyrese.
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them.
Amen. Thank you so much. Matthew 15, 19 through 20. I appreciate that. I must be in the wrong book here. Okay, so these things defile a person. The things that we do in the body defile other people, defile themselves, I'm sorry. So we have to have a good understanding of the word and what it means, and we have to teach our children that we can't commit adultery. We can't commit fornication. Adultery is when a married person sleeps with another person. Fornication is when you're not married and you're having sex, like two young people or two people that are single having sex. It's against God's law. What does the Bible say about homosexuality? Let's turn in our Bible to Leviticus chapter 18. I'm going to need someone to read that. Leviticus 18, starting at verse 21. Leviticus 18, starting at verse 21. When you find it, state your name and read it, please. I appreciate you all participating. I love it. Thank you so much. Anybody have it? Leviticus 18, 21, and 22.
This is Sabrina.
Okay.
Leviticus 18, 20, and was that 21 and 22?
Yes.
And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shall thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination.
Thank you so much. Now that has to do with two men sleeping together, two boys sleeping together, two girls, two women sleeping together. It's an abomination to the Lord. So it says, do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech. Molech was a god where many people threw their children to Molech, and they died. Molech was a false god. For you must not profane the name of God. He said, he is Lord. Do not have sexual relationships with a man as does with a woman, it is detestable. In other words, it's an abomination to God. We have to follow God's laws. Romans 1:27 says, and in the same way also, the men giving natural intercourse with women were consumed with passion for one another. In other words, instead of having intercourse, yes? Can you hear me? Yes. Okay. So, as I said, Romans 1:27, in the same way also men giving natural intercourse with women were consumed with passion for one another. Men with men and women for women with women. Men committed shameless acts with men and received their own persons the due penalty for their error. So God doesn't want homosexuality. He's against it. But we got to know and teach our children what God says in the Word. There are many children who don't know these things, and they're getting involved in them. So we got to pay attention to what our children are involved in and what's happening in their lives. We must teach our children. We cannot keep our children, you know, in error. We cannot keep our children ignorant. We got to teach them, because if you don't teach them, the world's going to teach them the wrong way. So we got to know what the Word is and teach it to our children. Many men are tempted by girls who say, excuse me one second, who say they love them, but it's a trap to keep them in slavery and bondage for life. They want to steal, rob you of your life. Sex before marrying is abomination before the Lord. Premature sex causes young men to become daddy, baby, mamas. I may be saying that wrong. Daddy, mama, babies. You know how it goes. Daddies as teens. Some of them have sex with several young women who beg and plead them to try to get them to have sex, knowing they are not taking any pills. Many girls say, well, I'm taking the pill. I can't have no baby. But it's a trap, and they have no business taking the pill. God don't want you to take a pill so you won't get pregnant. He wants you to take a vow that you won't have sex before you get married. Young men, they're trying to trap the young men to get them pregnant, and some young men have several girls pregnant. Daddy, mama, baby. Then the girls begin to argue among themselves. That's my daddy, mom. No, that's my daddy. That, you know, that's against God. God wants peace. He's not the author of confusion. So we have to protect ourselves from confusion. How do you protect yourself? Don't have sex till you get married. Sex is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. So I'm going to have to use my phone to play a song. And some of you may not hear the song, so please forgive me, but I need to play this song so that this is a part of tonight's, this is a part of our lesson tonight. So you may not hear the song, I apologize, but I'm going to play it. Talks about no wed, no bed. That's the name of the song, no wed, no bed. So that's what God requires. You're not married, don't go to bed with nobody else. Don't go to bed. Don't sleep around. Don't have sex before you're married. Abstinence is what God wants for our children. Abstain from sex until you get married and sexual kind of things. Looking at, you know, new women on the computer, new men on the computer. You know how we do. We're human. Sometimes we're led to do those things, but God doesn't want it. Now, the same is true for the young lady. Young ladies are to remain pure in thought and in action. Many young men want to whisper sweet nothing into your ear. Not because they love you. Most men, young men, they don't know what love is. They tell you they love you, but it's usually L-S-L-U-S-T, lust. We talked about lust a few weeks, last week and the week before. Lust and love are not the same. Most times with young people, it's lust. It's the hormones changing. We talked about that last week. So a lot of times they whisper sweet nothings in your ear. They don't love you. They don't even know what it is. The boys want to get into the girls' drawers, panties, whatever you call underwear. Some girls, not godly girls, they want to get into their underwear. They want to get into the boys' underwear, the boxer shorts, or whatever you call them, briefs. But God want young ladies to live holy. He want young men to live holy. God does not want, as a matter of fact, he hates abomination. It's disgusting to him, things which go against God's law. When young men whisper sweet nothings in a girl's ear, sometimes they say, I can't live without you. I need you. You're so beautiful. I need to stick it in. I love you. I only have eyes for you. The truth is, they'll tell you, the truth is, you turn me on. We look good together. And the list goes on. You know, I was a teenager at one time. I know what boys said to me. You, many adults on here were teenagers. You know what boys said to you, many girls said to you, men, females to females, sex is abomination. Who can find for me Romans 1:26? I'm going to read it in the NIV Bible. Let me know when you get it. It says Romans 1:26, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relationships between a husband and a wife. That's natural. If it's between a girl and a girl, that's lesbianism. That is not natural. God hates it. It's an abomination to him. It's unnatural, a girl and a girl, a woman and a woman. So he also, does anyone have that scripture for me? Romans 1:26.
Lily has it.
Okay, go ahead, Lily.
For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature.
Thank you, Lily. Yeah, the women with women, that's an abomination to God. You know, some people have no respect for the Bible. They don't have teachable spirits. They don't want to know what God's word says. They don't care what God's word says. But guess what? It doesn't matter what they care or what they think. Consequences will come. They will have consequences for not being obedient to God's word. God's word is what we have to follow. We can't follow our own word or our own thoughts. We have to follow what God says. And God's word is truth. You got to follow truth. The truth will set you free. So let's talk about prostitution. There are male prostitutes and there are women prostitutes. But we cannot be involved in those kind of things. I need someone to find 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Let me know when you find it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Somebody, anybody, find it for me.
This is Levi.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abuser of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor relievers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Excellent. You are a great reader, Levi. Those are some difficult words. So that's telling us what is going to happen. If you do those things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. God says these things are an abomination to him. So he does not want them. There are female and male prostitutes, but God hates sin of the body, and that's against the body. Many young women make the choice to have sex at ages 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and so on, and they're not married. Many times they get pregnant. Can a girl provide a place for their baby, or can a boy or young man provide a place for their baby to live? Can they buy diapers, food, clothes? No. Not no. Until young women can do these things, get married, they should not engage in sex. Now, sex is a good thing. God made sex. It's a very good thing. It's a pure thing. But it's how we use it. Young men, young women must dedicate their lives to God. I need 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 34 and 35. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 34 and verse 35 for me. Who can find it for me? Let me know and read it, please. Let me know when you get it. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 34 and 35. They're searching for it, y'all. They're going to get it in a minute. Somebody. Thank God for each of you tonight. We're getting the word in us. So our job is to spread the word. We got to spread the word. We can't just hold the word. It's to tell, go about telling other people the good news of the gospel. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. Anybody have it? 1 Corinthians 7, 34, 35. All right,
Lily has it.
Okay, go ahead, Lily. Good job.
There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman, hears about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy in both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I say, for your own profit, not that I may put a leech on you, but for what is proper, in that you may serve the Lord without distraction.
All right. Thank you so much, Lily. Yeah, there's a difference between a wife and a virgin. A wife is not a virgin. A virgin is an unmarried, pure woman who's not been touched in body, mind, soul, or spirit. The unmarried woman, this is what she should be focusing on, the things of the Lord. She should focus on things of the Lord that she may be holy in body and in spirit. Now, it's different for a married woman. If you don't understand, go back and read the scriptures that we're giving you tonight. Many young girls get pregnant the first time they have sex. They keep it a secret, and the boy and the girl decide to murder the unborn baby inside the girl. It's called abortion. Abortion is against God's law. Exodus 20:13 says, "You shall not murder." Abortion is murder. It's beyond cruelty to murder an unborn, a helpless child who did not ask to be born. What if your mom or your dad had decided to abort you? You wouldn't be here today. Every baby in the womb deserves a chance to live. God sent them here. Abortion is deliberate termination of a human pregnancy, most often performed during the first 28 weeks of pregnancy. It's called calculated murder. When you decide to take a life, the life of one so helpless is that is not fully developed yet, God sent them to the earth. God sent babies to the earth. You too had the right to be born. No one got rid of you. You do not have the right to get rid of an unborn. Many women desire to have babies, but they can't get pregnant. And many girls are having babies and they want to get rid of them. But you cannot rid yourself of an unborn. They're helpless. It's murder. We must prevent pregnancy by not, this is how you prevent pregnancy, pay attention, by not having sex until you get married. Sex is a beautiful thing. God created it. Adam and Eve had sex. Then they had children, and they enjoyed one another. Now, when you are unmarried, you have to abstain. Abstinence is what is called. It means not having sex until you are married. Sex is a very good thing. God created sex for one, for enjoyment for, between married couples. Two, also for procreation, to birth children. All right, does anybody have any questions? That's the end of this lesson for right now. Anybody have any questions? Anybody? Questions? Any comments? Any statements about what we've studied thus far? Y'all got something in y'all mouth or you just don't have no statements or questions? Anybody? Somebody?
No, all right, ma'am. Nobody, we're all good.
All right. Nobody has any questions thus far. So we're going to do Bible facts. Bible facts. So I'm going to ask you some questions. If you know the answer, state your name and the answer. Number one, how many parts does the Bible have and what are they? Bible facts. Number one, how many parts does the Bible have and what are the parts? State your name and the answer. Come on, everybody. Come on, y'all. Participate.
This is Levi. Two.
Two what? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
New Testament, Old Testament. Old Testament, New Testament.
Oh, what is that? Is that a book you read?
That's the two parts of the Bible.
I'm messing with you, Levi. All right. You are correct. Excellent. Yep, there are two parts to the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Question number two. Excellent, Levi. You did an awesome job. Question number two. How many books are in the Old Testament? And how many books are in the New Testament? And how many total? Old Testament, New Testament, how many total? State your name and the answer. Hello? How many books are in the Old Testament, New Testament, and total Bible? Who could tell? State your name and the answer. Uh-uh, you can't be counting them up. You got to know that. We talked about this many times. All right, I'm going to move on from that one. Any adults know?
This is
how many
Tyrese.
Books? All right, go ahead.
There's 39 books in the Old Testament. 27 books in the New Testament.
All right. How many total?
There's 66 books total.
All right, in the whole Bible. Excellent, Tyrese. Yay. I tell you what, that Turner family's on the ball. Good job. All right, question number three. How many and what are the books of the Torah, also called the Pentateuch? How many books? In the Torah, they're also called the books of the law. How many books are there, and who can name them? Hello, somebody, anybody, everybody, state your name and answer. Hello, books of the law. of the law? Who can tell me? They're called the books of Torah or the Pentateuch. All right, we'll do that one next week. Nobody don't know. I'm not telling you.
There's five right. books in the Torah.
All right, five books in the Torah. What are they?
They are the. The first
Name
one
them.
Is. The
Who can
Exodus?
Help them? I know somebody on here know them.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Woo! Wow! You got an excellent score in that household. Yep. There are five books of the Torah, which is called the Law or the Books of Pentateuch. They are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Come on, you guys. All right. Some adults don't know those things yet, but some do. Thank God. You got to teach these things to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. How many books of the Gospels are there, and what are they? How many books are called the Gospels, and what are they? Name them. Hello? Waiting on you.
This is Lily.
Okay.
There's four. And it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
How many is that?
Four.
Count them.
Wait,
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
All right.
Wait.
Good job. Yep. There are four books of the... What did I call them? What do they call the Gospels? Four books of the Gospel: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Good job. All right. Last one. Last question. Where in the Scripture can you find the Scripture that says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord"? Where is that scripture? Colossians 3.
Ephesians 6:1.
Read Ephesians 6:1 before you say it. Read it. Find it and read it. The scripture says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." I want you to find that for me. Go ahead, find Ephesians 6:1 and read it. That wasn't the correct answer, by the way, but go ahead and find it.
Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
All right, is it, Prophet Mike, are you ready?
But it was going to Spanish. I'm not sure what happened there.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. Hold on. Hold on, Prophet Michael. All right.
Okay.
The scripture we're looking for, where is the scripture found that says, hold on one second, "Children, obey your parents in all things. This is well-pleasing to the Lord"? Who knows where it's found? Prophet Michael, you know? Children, obey your...
Yes. I'm sorry.
We're doing Bible facts. We're looking for this scripture, where it's found. It says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." Anybody know the answer? All right. I'm going to let y'all look that up. I'll give it back to you next week. That one's different than Ephesians 6:1-3.
Yeah. All right. I have it if you want to
be. Okay, go ahead, Prophet Michael.
Okay. So it's going to be Colossians 3:20.
All right, Colossians 3:20. Read it.
Okay, and it says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this which is well pleasing unto the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Prophet Michael is on the job. He's on his lunch hour, but he's going to be praying. So you had some difficulty getting on the line, Prophet Michael?
I'm sorry, your phone's kind of statically.
Right now?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. But we can hear you clear. Prophet Michael, how old are you, Prophet Michael?
I'm 23 years old.
23 years young. He's a young man. 23 years young. But I'm telling you, Prophet Michael is a mighty man of God. These things that we were talking about tonight, about holiness, Prophet Michael is a holy young man of God. He's full of the word of God. So I could brag on you, Prophet Michael. You can't brag on yourself, but I could brag on you. So I thank God for you, Prophet Michael. I thank God for the way God has taught you to live. Tonight we were talking about living holy, righteous lives, how to, you know, refrain from sex until you get married. We discussed lot of very intimate things. But God wants the young people to know these things. So Prophet Michael came on tonight to pray for us. After he prays, then we're going to do a few Who Are You from the Bible. So, Prophet Michael, we're going to let you go ahead and pray so we know you got to get back to work.
Okay, yeah. I just thank God for you, but I'm definitely going to get right into prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father God, I want to thank you for who you are. Father, you deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise, and there is no one like you, and there never will be anyone like you. So, Father, I just thank you for this privilege and this opportunity to pray for your children, O Lord, because you said in your word, God, you said that except you be as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. They said, who shall be great among us? And, Father, you took a little child, and you said, except you be like this little baby, there's no way you will be able to make it in. So, Father, we thank you for the children, because even when there was 5,000 men, not including the women and children, there was a little child that had a lunch. And they said, there's a lad right here, and all he got is 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. And you took what the child had, and you blessed me. So, Father, we thank you because you've instilled and you've put things even in the youth, Father, that we have not seen. There's miracles, God. There's signs and wonders. There's wisdom, and there's things that you've instilled down even in the children. And, Father, that's why your word says, despise not the days of thy youth. So your word said, despise not the days of thy youth. And don't you let no one make you feel ashamed because you're young. So, Father, we thank you for the babies. But, God, I ask that you keep them and protect them, shield them and watch over them, because the enemy is out. Just as he were, God, in the Bible days, you told Peter, the enemy desired to swift you as wheat. And, Father, that is so the assignment of the enemy in this hour. His desire is to captivate and to control and to manipulate our youth and this generation of children. He wants to change their minds and even the very thing that they have on the inside of them. He wants to even give them a lost identity where they don't even know who they are, and they think they're a woman when they were born a male, and they think they're a male when they were born a female. He wants to change the even very sex of them, God, but we come against that right now in the name of Jesus, and we say they will not have insecurity, they will not have loss of identity, but God, they will know who they are because they know who they belong to. So Father, we thank you for the babies, not only on this line, God, we even thank you for the children all across the nation as they're trying to pass laws to protect abortion rights. We thank you, Father, that you're getting rid of that and you're putting someone in position that is going to get rid of the abortion rights and going to pass laws where they can't just kill babies, even in the late stage of a woman's pregnancy. They allow them to kill a child. Father, we thank you that you're putting people in position that'll get rid of those abortion laws. And we thank you, Father, because there's something that you have downloaded in the hearts and the minds of the youth, God, and that's why they're not afraid, and that's why they're brave. It's not because they're just bad, God, but it's something on the inside of them. You put something on the inside where when you begin to use them, God, they won't be afraid of the enemy. They won't be afraid of man, but they'll be like Esther. They'll say, if I die, let me die, because I'm going to see the king. They'll be like Joshua and Caleb, even though the rest of the people is saying that we're like grasshoppers in their sight. They'll be like Joshua and Caleb. They'll say, we are more than able to conquer the land. We are more than able to overcome the land. And we thank you, God, for these babies. We thank you, Lord, for these children. God, I just ask that you keep their mind, God, because some of them, God, are losing their mind. They're depressed and they're going through. And they have no one to talk to, Father. They have no spiritual parents. They have no natural parents that they can communicate with and can pray for them. But God, we thank you that you're still sending your mercy out. You're still sending your hand out. You're still stretching out yourself. And God, we thank you, God, that you're going to keep them, God. You're going to cover them and protect them. So we rebuke the spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of depression. We come against, God, every foul spirit that is trying to take them out, God, every spirit from hell. We even cut off the every generation of curse that might have came from their mother's generation and their father's generation, and even that insecurity that they got on the inside, that they're no one, there'll never be no one. We cancel that out. We abolish that out. And God, we destroy every word that have tried to twirl and tear them down. And Father, we think that you're raising up this generation, raising them up to be mighty men and women, God, raising them up, God, to take over the kingdom and the city. And Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your love and your mercy, God. We thank you, God, how you kept them and protected them. But God, I ask that you heal the Lord. Some of them are sick, Father. They're sick in their mind. They're sick in their health. They're even sick spiritually. They don't know what to do. And there's so many things that's been offered up before them. They don't know what to choose. But God, we ask that you touch them just like you touch Saul, and you surnamed them Paul, just like you touch others in the bars, God, in the Bible days, and you turn them around, God. We ask that you touch these babies, Lord, that they'll know what choice to make. They'll know which way to go. They'll know how to go. But not only that, God, we ask that you teach them holiness, because in this hour, this generation don't know anything about sanctification. They don't know anything about living right, living holy, and keeping yourself, because now it's popular to have sex before marriage. It's popular to be a homosexual. It's popular to do all of these things, and it looks wrong when you want to keep yourself. It looks wrong when you want to live right. But God, we thank you that this generation of people, you're raising them up, and they're not going to care what others say. They're not going to care what people say, and they're not going to be moved by peer pressure, but they're going to know themselves, because they're going to know who they belong to. And Father, we thank you for the boldness that you put on the inside. We thank you for the courageous that you put on the inside, because you said, God, you said that the righteous are bold as a lion, but the wicked, oh, he flees when nobody chases him. So, Father, we thank you for this generation. We thank you for this set of people. We thank you, God, because you said in the last days that you will pour out your spirit on our sons and daughters, and they'll begin to prophesy, and they'll begin to dream dreams, and they'll begin to have visions. So, Father, we thank you that as they begin to prophesy, as they begin to dream, as they begin to have visions, that these things will come to pass, and the enemy will not stop them. Even if they have to go through a trial like Joseph, they'll know that it was God that did it. They'll know that it was the Lord that did it. And Father, we thank you, God, for the vision that you put on the inside. Some of them have seen themselves becoming this and that, and the enemy has told them that'll never happen. But we rebuke that right now. We let every man be a lie and you be the truth. So we thank you for these babies, Lord. We ask that you keep them, Lord, that they'll never be molested. They'll never be raped. They'll never be kidnapped. They'll never be held in bondage. That no one will never take control of them. God, we thank you, God, that your protection will be with them when they go in the public restroom. Your protection will be with them when they're at school. We ask, God, that you protect them from COVID-19 and protect them from any sickness and disease that may fly and go in the air. We ask that you protect them from stray bullets. Protect them from accidents. Protect them, God, when they're walking down the street. Protect them, Lord, whithersoever they go. We ask that you cover them under your blood. Hide them under your blood that the enemy won't have his filthy hands on them, that people won't get in their lives and turn them away from you. And God, that they'll seek you and you only. We ask you, God, that they'll keep you first. They won't put anything else before you, but they'll keep you first. They shall love the Lord God, the Lord their God, and him only, with all their mind, their soul, and their body. They shall not let anything else come before them. Father, you said in your word that he that join himself to a harlot shall become one flesh, but he that join himself to the Lord shall be one spirit. And Father, we thank you that they're going to join themselves to you, Lord. They're going to join their lives to you, Lord, and they shall be one spirit. They won't connect to the world. They won't connect to people. They won't even let their youth and friends manipulate them and persuade them to do something that they ain't supposed to do. But we thank you, God, that in that same hour when the enemy tries to trick them and manipulate them and peer pressure them, that Holy Ghost, that teaching that they've been taught will come up and tell them, don't you do that. Don't you go that way. For your word says, God, to refuse evil and to do good. For your word says, God, to walk away from that which is wrong and to do that which is right. So, Father, we thank you for the very teaching that they've been taught on tonight. We thank you for the very wisdom, the knowledge, and the words that have came out, God. God, don't let it fall on stony ground. But, God, we ask that word that they was taught tonight, how to live right, how to be sanctified, and how to let you be the head of their life. God, we ask that word will fall down in the dirt of their soul, God, and it'll manifest. Because you said in your word, God, accept a seed fall in the ground and die, it shall therefore bring much fruit. So we thank you, God, that there'll be mighty men and women, and there'll be holy men and women. They'll say, I am the holy child of the Lord, and they'll be bold with it. They won't be embarrassed. They won't be afraid to tell somebody, I'm this age and I'm still kept. I'm this age and I'm still kept by the Lord. So we thank you, God, that they're allowing you to keep them and not no one else. We thank you, God, that they're going to keep their mind stayed on you, and they'll stay in perfect peace. So we just ask that you touch their fathers and touch their mothers and touch those that are raising them, God. Touch them, God, if they're not saved, to save their soul, Father. Save their fathers and save their mothers, Lord. If they don't know you, Lord, that they'll know how to raise their children up in you, God. Because when Hannah had Samuel, God, Samuel, father beseech you, and he was looking for wisdom on how to raise Samuel. So, Father, we thank you that you're raising up fathers that will seek you for the wisdom, the knowledge on how to raise their children, on how to be fathers to their sons, on how to be mothers to their daughters. And we thank you, Father, and we just give you glory, honor, and praise in your precious name. We pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Powerful prayer, Prophet Michael. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for praying for our youth. From the babies all the way up. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, we're going to skip the who am I. We're going to go to our co-host, and she has something to say. Our co-host is Lily Turner tonight. We thank God for her. Go ahead, Lily.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Hallelujah. I praise God for everything.
How are you?
I am awesome. I'm gradable. Hoping the same for everyone on the phone. Yes, ma'am.
We're grateful you came on. Hallelujah. Let God have his way.
Yes, ma'am. What we're going to do, we're going to ask that everyone repent right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to base this off of Romans 10 and 9, the only scripture that tells you how to get saved. But we're going to do it like this. Lord God, I ask you to forgive me. Lord God, I thank you for your mercy. I ask you for forgiveness for my actions. I want to experience freedom. I confess you as my Savior. I believe you died on the cross and God raised you up from the dead. Now I believe that I am saved. This is the way you get to the Lord. Find yourself, don't even find, because my thing is pray and ask that someone be called to you, and you will know. Ask the Lord, Lord God, put people in my life that will help me grow. That's what you do. And the Lord will send you. He will teach you how to walk in this thing, and you will be, you know what, the peace that surpasses understanding will guard your heart and your mind. Right now, I want to talk about suicide. Suicide, the devil's objective is to kill us spiritually and naturally. And what he wants to do is catch us while we're young. And my thing is, the old ones, he loves to kill us with the mouth. And the thing is, he uses our mouth to do it. So my thing is, you have to understand, the enemy wants us to self-destruct. James 3 and 8 says, but the tongue can no man tame. So we have to understand, it's full of deadly poison. And so the Lord says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, not contain it. If you contain that water, it becomes stagnant. And stagnant water becomes nasty. I mean, it smells. So my thing is, if you're talking back to your parents, understand, you can do better than that. First of all, understand, the Lord says, hey, look, I created you in the image of me. You have a choice. You have a choice whether to let deadly things come out of your mouth. You can let the Lord use you and reap good. But out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. You can use good. You can be obedient and reap the benefits of living in peace. Or you can talk that deadly poison. Your mother says, go take out the garbage. Your mother says, get off the game. Your mother says, do this. Your dad says, do this. You know what? And you talk back, understand, you're killing yourself slowly. He wants you to self-destruct. That's spiritually suicide. That's spiritual suicide. Now you hear the voices. The voices says, hey, look, go around the corner. The young man is around there. The young man look good. He's sagging, man. Oh, he got so much swag. He got, oh, man, he got nice hair. He got a car. Next thing you know, you're in the backseat of that car, giving it up. The girl, she looked good. Oh, man. She said, we're going to skip school today. You didn't process that whole thing. So the thing is, out of your mouth shall flow rivers of living water. You haven't been flowing rivers of living water to your parents, so therefore you off. So the enemy uses your mouth to speak death over yourself, and he uses your mind to think whatever, because my thing is, you're unstable now. You're unsure about everything, so therefore, you lay there, open your legs. The boy, go ahead and insert himself inside of you. You don't know if he's been with whoever. He could have been with another man. Unprotected sex. So I'm telling you right now, be encouraged to do everything in your power to understand what God has created you for. Watch your tongue. Watch your tongue. Process your thinking. You're young right now, and some of us old ones, we need to understand confusion on our lips, gossip on our lips, bitterness from hidden hurts, recent or in the past, we have to watch that too. Information getters, we have to watch that. Too much information is bad for us. We have to watch slander, our mouths again. That's a false thing. That's a person that's speaking false about another. That kills their reputation. Talking back again, we have to understand we cannot tame the tongue, but we can close our mouths. I give God praise for this message. I ask God to add a blessing to this word. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Turner. That was excellent. Spiritual suicide. We got to watch what we're doing. Obey your parents. Don't talk back. Elderly, older people, don't gossip. Don't, you know, kill somebody else's reputation. He had a mouthful in that short period of time that he spoke. So we thank God. Oh, my God, it was awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, our co-host is going to tell us something else.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Voice to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week. Now we have a few words from our host, Sister G.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lily. I appreciate each of you coming on tonight. Is there anyone who has anything that they want to say, want to share? Any comments, any questions tonight? The lines are all unmuted. Anybody need prayer, specific prayers tonight? We did have lots of prayer going on tonight. Anybody need prayer? All right. Looks like everybody's all set for the week. We thank God for you. We love you. God loves you even more. Have a God-filled night, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Don't forget, study. Read the Word. Study the Word. Don't be ignorant. If you be ignorant, that's how Satan gets you in a trap. Yep, he gets you in a trap. But when you're full of the Word, you can come back at him and say, it is written. So remember, be holy like God is holy. Live holy in thought, in words, in actions. Serve the Lord all the days of your life. I thank God for each of you. Look forward to talking to you all very soon. I thank God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for what you did today, this evening on University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I cover everybody with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that we are protected by you from seen and unseen dangers. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. I thank you for the children as well as the adults. I thank you for all that you did through us tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to keep our focus on you. Help us not to look to the left nor the right behind, but in front of us, keeping our eyes focused on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an awesome night. Don't forget, praise the Lord daily. He loves you. Love him back. Love the Lord back. Love y'all, too.
Love you.
Love y'all.
All right. Love you and God bless. Thank you.
Yeah, too. Thank you.